Our second presenter is Angela Jackson from the Department of Biochemistry and Microbiology. Angela's presentation is titled, When the Disguise Becomes the Answer.
Fat. It has a bad reputation. They put warning labels on our food if it contains too much. It's a health risk if we contain too much. We've been taught that fat is the villain. But in my research, I'm shining a positive light on fat. I study syphilis, an ancient bacterial disease that still affects millions of people worldwide, which is mind-boggling because we can treat syphilis. The problem is knowing who to treat. Our diagnostic is outdated and it misses people right when they get sick, which is exactly when we want to treat them. But detecting the bacteria that cause syphilis is incredibly difficult. They take fats from inside of our body and use them like a cloak. Our immune system is constantly on patrol, searching for things that don't belong. But these bacteria in their cloak of our fats, they don't look foreign. They look familiar. They're like a wolf in sheep's clothing. Or in scientific terms, we call them stealth pathogens. In my research, I'm trying to identify the fats that make up syphilis's cloak and use them as a proxy to detect the disease. And we did. Using mass spectrometry, we created a method that allows us to scan for changes in fats that happen when we get sick. The important part is that we can use this method with real tissues, not just cells that have been grown in the lab. What you're seeing behind me here are these specialized fat scans that I use to look inside tissues to see what's really going on. On your left is a healthy tissue. On your right is a tissue that's been infected with syphilis. And in orange is one of those fats that I identified. And you can clearly see the difference. When syphilis is destroying our tissues, we can see its orange cloak. And it's right there in the middle of the action. Now I want to use these fats that we've identified to help create a better diagnostic, one that can detect syphilis earlier so that people can get the treatment that they need faster to reduce their suffering. It might just be that these fats that syphilis has been using to hide from our immune system is going to be exactly what we use to detect it. All these years we've been thinking of fat as the enemy, but in my research, fat isn't the villain. It's the hidden hero. Thank you.